We'll talk about funding Wisconsin's transportation needs this hour with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, April 24th. DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb has been on the road, holding transportation town hall meetings around Wisconsin. He's been to La Crosse, Madison, Superior, and Eau Claire so far. The next transportation town hall meeting is in Wausau next Wednesday. And we will give you an opportunity this hour to discuss the state's transportation funding issues and why the DOT faces a $650 million budget shortfall. And maybe you can suggest ways that you think the state should bridge the gap. Bridge, get it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. What do you think? Do you think maybe the state should look at hiking the gas tax again or more? Should toll roads be considered? Should registration fees be raised? How about just taking the money out of the state's general fund that's funded by your income tax dollars? How about cutting back on road building and maintenance? What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mark Gottlieb is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what are you doing at these town hall meetings?
Well, we're going out, as you said, in 9 town hall meetings. We've completed 4 of them. We have 5 of them yet to go between now and May 21st. What we're doing is we're showing a little video and making a little presentation to talk to the public about the importance of a safe and efficient transportation system to our state's economy. We're talking about some of the challenges that we face, realizing a vision for transportation that we think would benefit the state greatly, and what the challenges short and long term are under our current funding structure to realizing that vision. We're talking also about what we're doing at the Wisconsin DOT to make sure that we're good stewards of public dollars, that we are being a cost-effective agency, that we are innovating and engaging in performance improvement so that people understand that, you know, if it does come down to talking about additional revenues for transportation, that people have some level of confidence that those dollars are going to be invested wisely. And finally, we're really soliciting, as you said, we're soliciting folks' ideas about how we can have a transportation financing methodology going forward that is adequate to meet our needs, that's sustainable for the future, and that's equitable for all users of our transportation system.
So how did this $650 million budget shortfall happen?
Well, that's a number that, you know, may change as time goes on, but that's based on what our projection is of the revenues that the Transportation Fund will take in the next biennium that begins on July 1st of 2015. We've looked at the revenues that the fund will take in, and then we've looked at what the cost will be of, you know, maintaining our current base level of funding, meeting our debt service obligations, keeping some of our very major projects, freeway projects and so forth, keeping those on schedule. We've added all those kind of base needs up, and we come to, you know, a difference over the biennium that's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and we're talking about the next 2-year budget for this.
That's correct.
Yeah. So the Transportation Fund gets money, what, primarily from the gas tax?
Well, almost 90% of the state funds that we raise come from two sources, the gas tax of 30.9 cents per gallon and vehicle registration fees. And the bigger of those two is vehicle registration fees, yes.
Oh, okay. So,
I misspoke. The bigger of those two is gas taxes, which amounts to just about $1 billion a year in gas tax.
And that gas tax revenue is not is not keeping pace like it used to because it's not indexed anymore and automatically raised, and people are not driving as much anymore, are they, or something like that?
Sure. Well, I think a couple of reasons, Joy. One is that, as you said, the gas tax hasn't been raised since 2006. It's a fixed amount per gallon of gas. It doesn't fluctuate with the price of gasoline, so that's part of it. A part of it is, as you said, that the vehicle miles traveled on our system, although it is growing again, it did decline during the session. It is during the recession, it is growing again, but certainly not growing at the rates that it has in past decades. So travel is increasing, but not at the rates it used to. And then finally, obviously, people are driving more fuel efficient vehicles, and some people are driving vehicles that don't, you know, use any taxable fuel at all. And our projections are that over the next 10 years, that the average fuel economy of vehicles will increase by about 20%.
Yeah. So would it maybe a hike in the gas tax and or a hike in the registration fee take care of this $650 million shortfall?
Well, those are certainly options that are on the table. We are not unique in this situation in Wisconsin. I mean, our colleagues in other states are kind of struggling with the same issues, obviously, because they're sort of societal in nature. So those are certainly options. I think, again, what we're kind of focusing on at this point in this process is kind of following these three principles that I talked about. Number one is adequacy of funding for the long term. And if I could just address that for a second, I think I was on your show previously and talked about the Transportation Finance and Policy Commission, which was a 10-citizen member group that met over a period of about 15 months, reported out in January of 2013 with a recommendation that we needed to raise about $680 million per year in additional revenue for transportation over the long term of 10 years just to meet our basic needs for a good comprehensive transportation system. So that adequacy component is part of what we're doing. Again, I've talked about how, you know, the traditional sources of revenue that we're collecting now are not going to grow. We project that gas taxes and registration fees are only going to grow at a combined rate of about 0.2% a year, which doesn't obviously going to account for increasing needs in system maintenance and rehabilitation. They got that sustainability issue there, and then equity, as you said, you said at the top of the show that you ran down a couple options. Certainly, increasing user fees is one of those, and that's a direct, you know, charging a direct fee to people who are using our highway system. But there are other options that other states have looked at, including, this general fund issue is one where I think other states, Virginia is an example that comes to my mind, that recently passed a major transportation finance package where they said, you know, the transportation system really is a part of the foundation of growing the economy, of creating jobs, of generating wealth in the state, and therefore should it partially be funded from the types of revenues that economic activity generates, which in their case was sales taxes and so forth. So, you know, these, though they're all equity issues between users and non-users, between people that live in the state and outside the state. Obviously, if you raise the gas tax, people from outside Wisconsin do fuel their car up in the state here, and so they would be paying some part of that for using our system, whereas if you increase the vehicle registration fee, that's all coming off of residents of the state. So equity issues between different kinds of vehicles, between where people live, between the general fund and the transportation fund, what's the right mix there, those are all those equity issues. So what we're focusing on, again, are these sort of three principles of putting together a package that would be adequate, sustainable, and equitable.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting it together, but if you had your way, it would be a package of all of these things combined, including using general fund monies?
I mean, I wouldn't say that at this point. I mean, again, I think that's the reason why we're out there. That's the reason why we're out talking to the public. That's the reason why we're studying what's going on in other states. We'll be submitting a budget to the governor here towards the end of the year, and at that point we'll have a proposal to put together. But at this point, it's really premature for me to say, you know, what that proposal might consist of, other than to say I think the magnitude of the issue is such that it's unlikely that one thing alone would be able to solve it. I mean, just to give you an example, we raise from the gas tax every 1 cent increase per gallon in the gas tax raises about $31 million a year in revenue. So if, you know, it would be impractical to say that, well, let's just raise the gas tax and close this gap, because the increase you would have to have would be intolerable. So I think it's safe to say that what you're going to wind up with is likely some sort of a package of a couple different or a few different things.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll invite listeners to weigh in with their questions and their thoughts on funding our transportation system. But let's before we do that, what if we do nothing? What's the problem in doing nothing, Secretary Gottlieb?
Well, the problem in doing nothing, let's talk about just the problem of doing what we're investing the money. I guess you're saying investing the money that we're getting right now and just living within the means of that money. What we will find is that the condition of our highway system will deteriorate. Our modeling, we shoot for a metric that says that we want 90% of the state highway system to be in fair or better condition all the time. We are generally coming close to meeting that metric or meeting it. We project that if we continue to invest at the rates that we are, that in 10 years, that 90% number will drop to 73%. So people will see a decline in system condition, which impacts their travel times, impacts their vehicle repair costs, impacts certainly their quality of life and the quality that they get. I think we would certainly be impacted in our ability to continue to support investment in transportation at the local level, whether that's a local road system or local transit systems and so forth. That would clearly be impacted. Some of our major projects that people are relying on us to complete on time for economic development reasons. I'm thinking about the Zoo Interchange. I'm thinking about I-3990 here between Madison and Beloit. I think it would be very challenging for us to keep those projects on schedule for completion. And people have, businesses and industries in those areas have, tried to rely on the schedules that we've put together. I think it'd be hard for us to keep those schedules. I think it'd be difficult for us to continue to provide congestion relief in urban areas in the state, where we're looking at studying some projects right now that we would do in the future. I think those would clearly have to be pushed back as well. So, I think there would be a lot of challenges, and I think it's something that people would definitely notice. We would prioritize our investments, to maintaining our bridges, to making critical safety improvements, to basic system maintenance, and we would certainly prioritize those. But people would undoubtedly see significant impact to their travel experience.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Mark Gottlieb, talking about the state highway department, or the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, facing a $650 million budget shortfall in the next state budget. And the transportation town hall meetings that are taking place around the state to get public input on how to pay for our state's transportation needs. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We're talking about transportation funding for the state of Wisconsin with the State DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb, and we have full lines, so let's go to the phones. Verland in Black River Falls is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I agree that we should probably raise the gas tax. One thing is I think we should put toll roads in, because right now you can drive from Minneapolis all the way to Chicago without stopping for gas, and that's because of the cars getting better gas mileage. And then I just wanted to remind people to tell their legislators to vote yes.
Now, I don't know what that's about, and I'm not sure that we want to be campaigning on something I'm not sure about. So what about Secretary Gottlieb, toll roads? Is that on the table?
It certainly could be part of a long long-term solution. It will not be a part of and could not be a part of any short-term solution for a couple reasons. One is that current federal law would prohibit the state from tolling any existing capacity on the interstate system. So any of the existing interstates that you drive on, those lanes, we would be prohibited from by federal law from tolling those. Now, the Congress has talked in the past, over the last couple of years, about providing flexibility to the states to toll the interstate system. They have not chosen to do that to this point. They will be debating a new transportation, surface transportation reauthorization bill later this year or next year. The current bill runs out at the end of this federal fiscal year. They could change that, but unless they do, it's not an option for us. And then even if they did, certainly there would be a period of time that it would take to implement something like that. If the legislature and the governor decided that's the road they wanted to go down, it would obviously require change in state law. And then it would take a few years to implement something like that.
Yeah, Quint on Facebook says the DOT released this transportation funding study almost a year and a half ago. Why is it taking the administration this long to start talking about it?
Well, the transportation finance, and first of all, I think we've been talking about it for some time, and the Transportation Finance and Policy Commission was created in the 2011 budget, you know, in recognition of the fact that these problems were definitely on the horizon, and I think our policymakers from the governor and through the legislature on down realized that this was an issue we were going to have to deal with. So they put their report together. I will point out that their report was unanimously arrived at, which is kind of interesting since it was a group that was appointed by legislative leaders and the governor. So people from different political parties and all different kind of persuasions were on that commission, and they unanimously made this recommendation. They made it very near to the time that the budget was being introduced and discussed back in 2013. So it didn't really have the opportunity, I think, to have a real robust discussion about how those recommendations could work into the current state budget for the biennium that we're in. So a budget was put together by the governor and the legislature that maintained a fairly robust, you know, transportation system for our state, made increases in transit funding, increases in transportation aids to local units of government, maintained a robust highway program. So we had a good budget, but it was balanced on a few other things, some one-time transfers from the general fund and some additional bonding in the highway program. So I think, you know, we've been looking since before the commission and into the current time about, you know, what are we going to do going forward?
Mm-hmm. Jonathan in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, this is Jonathan Brostoff, and I just wanted to thank you, Secretary, for coming on and talking today. I was also curious specifically about the southeastern region getting a regional transit authority and also the implementation of a dedicated funding source. I think that without regional transportation options and looking forward into the future, this whole conversation is moot because we're looking in the very short term for a short-term benefit with this year-to-year and cycle-to-cycle budgeting. I'd like us to look a little bit further out and to work as a region together to fix our transportation option, including multimodal rail and other options. Thank you very much.
Secretary Gottlieb.
Sure. One of the things that we have heard, both at the commission back a couple years ago and in the current town halls, is a strong desire from people to make sure that we continue to have a comprehensive system that meets the mobility needs of all different kinds of people, which includes obviously the movement of people, the movement of goods, transit options for people who don't either by choice or by necessity don't drive a vehicle. So that desire for a comprehensive system is certainly out there. The idea of local options for local units of government to support their own transportation needs and particularly their mass transit needs with some sort of a local option tax is something that the commission that I referred to did recommend. They did recommend giving local units of government at the county level an option to put together a sales tax with a referendum that they could use for transit or for certain other transportation needs in rural areas. And so that's certainly an option on the table. It's been obviously controversial. It's, you know, in the legislature and so forth, but certainly local options is something that other states have used to make sure that the revenues are there to support their local systems. So it's definitely something that could be on the table.
Democratic State Representative Daniel Reimer argued that the DOT isn't spending the money it has wisely, and maybe it should do a better job prioritizing projects. And he says his constituents are asking why West Allis and Milwaukee can't get state assistance to fill potholes. What do you say to him?
Well, as I said, you know, that those are decisions that the legislature makes in terms of how funds are divided up between assistance to local units of government and assistance and spending on our state system. In this last budget, we did have an increase, as I said, of 4% in general transportation aids, which is the unrestricted money that that flows through from the transportation fund to local units of government, every city, village, town, and county in the state. Clearly, the local system, you know, we've had a tough winter on both the, it affects both the state system and the local system. So the local governments, they clearly have needs as well as we do. The commissions recognize that, and we believe that any comprehensive package would include or should include additional funding for local transportation needs. So I don't dispute the representative's statement that those needs are out there, but we have significant needs on our state system as well, which carries a large amount of the passengers and freight that moves along our state, and that's critical to our economy. So I don't think this should be a zero-sum thing that says, you know, let's try to fight over a pie that we all have conceded is inadequate to meet our needs statewide.
And we're going to leave it there until after news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb this hour about how to find a sustainable source of funding for the state's transportation system, which faces a $650 million budget shortfall in the next state budget. The money coming in from the gas tax and vehicle registration fees is not enough to cover the expenses needed to maintain and build roads and other transportation needs. So the secretary is holding town hall meetings around Wisconsin to discuss the funding situation and to get public input. And we're welcoming your public input here at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. The secretary and these transportation town hall meetings have been going on so far in La Crosse, Madison, Superior, and Eau Claire. There are several more. The next one will be in Wausau next Wednesday at the North Central Technical College in Wausau. You can see a schedule and locations on a list that we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Secretary Gottlieb, we have lots of other callers, so let's take some more calls right now. Robert in Ashland is with us. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Just recently, the governor announced a tax refund to all the citizens because of a perceived surplus in our state budget. To me, that was a politically motivated move. If you've got a great deficit in the transportation fund of $650 million, it seems to me that they ought to just rescind the tax rebate to people. The governor is just doing...
Well, yeah, and I understand where you're going here, but because we want to focus on the transportation needs, let's... Secretary Gottlieb, maybe we should not have cut income taxes with the perceived surplus if the transportation department's facing this kind of deficit.
Well, you know, as you know, we have a segregated transportation fund, so we have been generally as a state funding our transportation activities out of out of transportation fund revenues. So there typically hasn't been, there's been some, but there typically hasn't been a lot of that movement between funds in the past. I would point out, though, that, you know, one of the things the governor has said publicly is that, you know, obviously he's committed to reducing the tax burden on businesses and citizens in the state. And as the caller pointed out, been some significant income and property tax relief that's been generated. The governor's been pretty clear about saying that infrastructure investment is really important to our state. It's been one of the five core goals of each of his budgets that he's put forward. But he's also said that as we make additional investments in transportation and infrastructure, you know, some of those costs of those could possibly be offset by other tax relief. So I think this other tax relief is very consistent with the notion that, you know, maybe we can make additional investments in transportation without increasing the overall tax burden on the citizens and businesses in the state. So I think there's some consistency there.
Does this shortfall, projected shortfall for the next state budget, have anything to do with when former Governor Jim Doyle removed some funding? I can't remember. Was it $750 million from the state's transportation fund, the segregated fund, to help pay for general revenue projects?
You know, Joy, I think there's a direct answer to that question. I think there's a little bit of an indirect answer. The direct answer is that, yes, there was over $1 billion in several budgets during the decade of 2000 that was taken from the transportation fund and used to balance the general fund budget. That money has generally been paid back. The governor has made some movements of dollars in the other direction to pay that back, and some of it was paid back with in the past with bonding that's supported by the general fund. So by and large, most of that money's been paid back. Clearly there was an impact there of taking the money out directly, but it has been mostly paid back. So I wouldn't say it directly affects the current deficit that we're facing, but, you know, indirectly, I think it's a big part of this story, because if you think back, gas tax indexing was repealed in 2006, and I believe that, you know, and I think many people believe that one of the direct reasons why that happened was because people had lost confidence in the notion that when they go to the gas station and they pay their tax at the pump, that money was going to be used for transportation. So they figured, like, well, you know, why should I support indexing the gas tax if it's just another hidden tax increase that's going to go for some other purpose? So I think one of the reasons why that, you know, indexing went away was because of a loss of confidence in the user fee nature of those dollars. And one of the things that's happening, one of your previous callers, I think, you know, started to talk a little bit about voting yes, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here and suggest what I think he was talking about. This November, at the November election, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot. As you know, it takes two consecutive sessions of the legislature plus a referendum of the people to amend the state's constitution. The legislature has, in the last two sessions, passed a constitutional amendment that would basically prohibit the kind of transfers that you just asked about and say that any money that goes into the transportation fund from user fees on transportation system users, whether it's a gas tax, registration fee, you know, toll, whatever it might turn out to be in the future, that every one of those dollars that has to stay in transportation, and assuming that the referendum passes, and, you know, polling that I've seen suggests that it will and the constitution will be amended, I just think that's huge, because I think it gives us the ability to go out to people and say, you know, if in fact the legislature and the governor pass a budget that asks them to pay higher user fees for transportation, we are in a position of saying, and that money is constitutionally guaranteed to be used to build and maintain the safe and efficient system that you expect as a citizen.
Yeah, and that's certainly on topic. I was concerned that our caller, when he wanted listeners to urge their legislators to vote yes on, and I didn't know what that was. We want listeners to stay on topic, and that's the only and he didn't mention that he was going to say anything about that to our producer, so that's why I moved on. Emmanuel in Wauwatosa is with us. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a professional driver pushing about 1 million safe miles, so I'd like to believe I know what I'm talking about. One suggestion I had for the secretary is perhaps much more aggressive enforcement of moving violations, particularly against commercial vehicles. I think that that would generate a significant amount of money, and it would also make the roads much safer, because a lot of the stuff I see on the roads here in Wisconsin every day, it's simply hard to believe that people with a CDL would actually do. I'll take the comments up here.
All right, so crack down on the violators, Secretary Gottlieb. Does that help the transportation fund?
Well, first let me say to the caller, thanks for what you do to keep our economy moving and to move goods safely into, out of, and through our state. It's a big part of our state's economy, freight movement, and it's something that we've prioritized as a department. So thank you for what you do for living every day out on our highway system. That could be a part of a solution. I would say that forfeitures, traffic forfeitures generally do not go into the transportation fund. It would require some certain other surcharges, and surcharges for things. I'll give you an example: speeding in work zones. There's been discussion in the past about, well, could you put a surcharge on people that speed in work zones and have that surcharge go into the transportation fund? Certainly, you could do that. Things like that have been talked about, surcharges on violations. Certainly, they wouldn't raise the kind of dollars that we're talking about here. You know, they wouldn't be a big part of the solution, but they could be part of it.
We are talking with Mark Gottlieb, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, about the state's transportation needs and the funding needs of our transportation system. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is gathering public input on how to pay for highway projects and other transit needs by holding town hall meetings around the state. We're talking about what the needs are and the funding shortfall expected in the next budget, $650 million, and How might the state raise that money to fix those roads? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about how we can fund our transportation system in Wisconsin, a sustainable form of funding, according to our guest, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Mark Gottlieb. How do you feel about a possible higher gas tax or higher vehicle registration fees? How about whether we should maybe use some money that's garnered from income tax and sales taxes that's in the general fund and use that for transportation system funding? We welcome your input and your questions for our guest. And our next caller is going to be Bob in La Crosse. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Yes, I was wondering, I've read that the trucking industry, you know, they pay a lot of money for road taxes. But with the weight of their vehicles and the amount of miles they put on, that doesn't actually cover the cost of the damage that they do to the roads, according to some experts. And I was just wondering if they had thought of raising the tax for heavy trucks and the amount of miles that they are on the road.
Secretary Gottlieb?
Yeah, great point. And it goes to that whole, you know, equity issue between different types of users that I talked about. Again, this commission that I keep coming back to that really spent a lot of time looking at this issue did recommend some very significant increases in heavy truck registration fees, in some cases in the order of over 60%. So that's certainly an option. Obviously, we want to make sure that we maintain a competitive freight industry in the state. So you got to be thinking about that as well, and your fees in relation to other states and so forth. But we do want to make sure that we have equity between different users and that people are paying their fair share.
Mm-hmm. Saeed in Brookfield is with us. You're on the air. Saeed,
yes,
are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Joy, and your friend. Your guest.
Secretary Gottlieb, yes.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Saeed, with your comment.
Yes. Yeah, actually, my comment was on the quality of the road construction. And I've been doing the commute back to Illinois from Brookfield, Wisconsin for the past 9 years. and I see a lot of construction going on for a long time at a time, and then, you know, they finish the road, and a couple of days later, there's something wrong with the road, and they're tearing it up again and refixing it, and very poor quality that doesn't last a long time. What does your guest think about having a better quality road construction that doesn't require a lot of maintenance and repeat cost of repairs and everything?
Secretary Gottlieb.
Yeah, thanks for the comment. I mean, and one of the things that I talked about here early on in the call, or things that we're doing in this in the town halls, is talking about some of the things we're doing as a department just to make sure that we are doing the best possible job that we can in not only in our construction projects but in other processes as well. And I think we're a leader, frankly, in among the states in the use of innovative practices, innovative materials, innovative construction practices. We constantly want to be increasing our quality, making sure we're delivering our projects on time and on budget. So it's a big issue, and it all comes down to this whole idea of accountability and performance improvement. And no, we're doing a number of things, and some things we talk about at the town hall meetings about you know, what we are doing to improve quality and on our system.
Yeah. Any themes from the town halls that you've had so far?
Well, I think we're hearing from people certainly loud and clear that they want, that they recognize the importance of transportation, that they want to have a comprehensive system that meets the mobility needs of all of our citizens and of our economy. So, you know, we hear about the need for transit investment. We hear about the need for investment in other modes and bike, ped, and things like that. We've heard comments about, you know, this issue, which is, I think, becoming a bigger public discussion about how are travel patterns changing, what's the future of travel, and are people going to be driving less and so forth, and how does that impact our prioritization and how we make funding decisions. And so that's certainly an issue that we've heard about. And then we've gotten a lot of questions about, you know, what are the options that are out there, and how do those different options impact, you know, different types of individuals and different sections of our economy. So it's been a very good process. We've had some great attendance at each of the first four meetings, and we're hoping to keep it up through the next five.
Jim in Appleton is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I am looking at a higher gas tax. Government already makes more in tax revenue than the oil producers or the person selling the gas itself. So I really think we're paying our share on there. And at least with my household budget, I put a little something away. I don't spend every single penny I make every year. So maybe it's a little bit different, pattern throughout, I guess, throughout the history, saving a little money. And then when these times come along, you have a little something. And any increased gas, any increased fees on the truckers, that all gets passed on to us, so we end up paying it anyways. So I don't know that that's really the answer either.
Yeah. So, Jim, well, let me ask you, Secretary Gottlieb, maybe there's some stuff on the list that the Wisconsin Transportation Department can do without. Is there stuff that doesn't maybe have to be done that that would save some money?
Well, we're certainly looking at, you know, different lean initiatives that, and we have done some that have certainly made our operations more efficient, saved man hours, you know, and saved money that we could repurpose to other things. We're certainly doing that. To the point about, you know, we had four. We are looking at prioritizing our major highway projects on a regular basis. I'll give you an example. We had four major highway projects that were approved by the legislature in the 2011 budget. We've taken periodic looks at these projects, and one of them, Highway 38 down in Racine County, which was a $125 million project, we've essentially put indefinitely on hold just because we've come to question whether that project is the best use of limited dollars. But again, we have, as I said, our system's deteriorating. We have needs all over the state, and you know, the gentleman before talked about, I think it was Saeed, talked about his travel from Brookfield down to Illinois on a regular basis. That freeway system in the southeast part of the state, that's, you know, 50, 60 years old, and it needs to be reconstructed. And that's going to be to meet modern standards of, you know, safety and reliability. And that, unfortunately, is going to cost a lot of money.
And how important is a good transportation system for our economy?
I think it's absolutely critical. I mean, we, for example, we're working on this zoo interchange project right now. A lot of money, $1.7 billion. But 350,000 vehicles pass through that interchange every day, and a lot of the commerce that moves through our state passes through there. We're working on the I-3990 project, again, between Madison and the Illinois state line. Over 30% of the travel on that interstate is heavy trucks. They're coming into our state. They're fanning out all over to bring goods to people, you know, all around the state and to get them outside the state. Our economy in Wisconsin relies on really manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism, all of which require a great transportation system. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Let's take Amazon.com, which just announced that they're building a large fulfillment center in Kenosha, going to create over 1,500 jobs. You know, would they have located there right next to an excellent facility on I-94? Would they have located there if they didn't have expectation that they were going to be able to rely on excellent transportation system? You know, I think it's doubtful. I get to travel all over the state talking about grants that we make under the Transportation Economic Assistance Program, where we invest in transportation improvements to create and retain jobs. You know, just in the last few months, down in Platteville, Emmy Roth built a new cheese facility because the city of Platteville was able to expand a road in their industrial park with our assistance. Organic Valley, which is a great agricultural producer up in Cashton, did a project there where it enabled them to expand and create jobs. Up in Rhinelander, PrintPak, which is a leader in manufacturing food packaging, you know, packaging for foods. We made some improvements on the state highway adjacent to there as part of the Transportation Economic Assistance Program. They put in a big expansion to their plant that's going to, again, create and retain jobs in northern Wisconsin. So I think the examples are everywhere that safe and efficient transportation system is just key to our competitiveness in a very competitive global economy.
Yeah. With our last minute, you mentioned there are five more town hall meetings on the schedule. What's the plan once these are wrapped up?
Well, as I said, we're going to be compiling, you know, what folks have to say, and considering it along with some of the research we're doing about what's going on in other states, you know, putting a proposal together that we can give to the governor later this year. And I would encourage people, if they could make it to one of the town hall meetings, that would be great. If you cannot, you can go to wisconsindot.gov, one word, wisconsindot.gov, and click on Transportation Moves Wisconsin and take a look at our video, take a look at our presentation, and certainly make a comment there if you're unable to attend one of the town hall meetings.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
Mark Gottlieb, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and we do have a link to the Wisconsin DOT's website and the schedule of town hall meetings and other information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Robin Cherry, and to Christy Taylor. They produce and direct these programs every day, and thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We're going to talk about media coverage of race and diversity issues coming up in our next hour. And then tomorrow at this time, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act, and with a guest who says it's working. That's coming up tomorrow at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.